A bird flu outbreak affecting areas throughout the Midwest has now been found here in Iowa. In a commercial turkey flock in Buena Vista County, the U.S. Department of Agriculture said on Tuesday of this week, this is the first time the virus has been found in Iowa. It's the H5N2 avian influenza strain, a strain capable of killing an entire flock within 48 hours. Officials said the entire affected commercial flock where they found this disease, 27,000 turkeys, will be killed to prevent the spread of the disease, that none of the birds will enter the food system. Joining us to talk about the concerns this raises and the precautions being taken, Katie Olthoff is communications specialist for the Iowa Turkey Foundation. Hello, Katie.
Hi.
Now that the deadly strain is here in Iowa, what are your biggest concerns?
Well, in addition to being communications specialist, I am actually the wife of a turkey farmer here in Iowa. So I have some concerns on some different levels. Our biggest concern personally is that if the virus were to be found in our barns, that we would lose our flocks, and that would be devastating, as it has been for the farmers that have been affected. I think we're up to almost 45 cases now in the Mississippi Flyway where this has destroyed a commercial flock of either turkeys or chickens.
Mm-hmm. What are the precautions, the preparations that turkey farmers are taking now that this is popping up?
Well, we've always practiced good biosecurity in order to keep our turkeys healthy. And that really means that we're keeping our turkeys separate from wild birds and trying to minimize any germs that we could be tracking in from wild birds. So for us, that means that we keep our turkeys indoors. We are changing out our boots and clothing and washing our hands, cleaning equipment before we enter the barn, and really limiting visitors that can come into the barns. On a larger scale, the industry, the poultry industry, has had a plan in place preparing for something like this for many years now, and we've been routinely screening for highly pathogenic avian influenza for many years. So we have had a response plan in place, but it's still very scary for the farmers that are dealing with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, can you tell us a little bit about that response plan?
Sure. It goes into what you mentioned, euthanizing the rest of the birds on the farm, even if they haven't been affected, and that is just to minimize any risk that this disease would spread or that birds with the disease would enter the food chain. Then there is regular testing to make sure that the barns have been cleaned out, make sure that the virus is not present in the barns anymore. So there are testing procedures in place for that. And we test every flock for this before it goes to market anyway. So there's really no risk that infected birds are going to enter the food chain. But we do want to make sure that our barns are clean before we put in new flocks. So we're working closely with USDA. The Department of Homeland Security is in on this, working with us. We're working with Iowa State and the veterinary diagnostic labs there to help us out. It's really a team effort, and I'm happy to say that the poultry industry was prepared for this, and it all seems to be going very smoothly.
Mm-hmm. What are you hearing as far as realistic expectations about how limited these outbreaks can be kept? Can this be stamped out, or should we expect this popping up in some flocks and the flocks having to be euthanized, just like a lottery, that your number's up and unfortunately it happens?
Well, I'm trying to be optimistic here because it is spread through migratory birds and the virus does live better in cooler temperatures. We're hoping that as the migratory season ends and the warmer summer temperatures come, we're hoping that this risk dies off a little bit and that the number of outbreaks will slow down. If it continues at the pace that it is, Minnesota had 4 more cases today, as well as I think Wisconsin and South Dakota had a couple of cases today. If it continues at this pace, we're going to have some problems, both with supply of poultry meat, possibly eggs, and that has a far-reaching implications for both our soybean and corn industries here in Iowa, as that is what turkeys and chickens eat, and it could have some far-reaching implications. We're trying to stay optimistic right now.
Mm-hmm. But once again, to emphasize, no threat to humans at this point.
No.
Should any of us who have nothing to do with turkey farming need to do anything differently at this point?
No. There are a lot of people not directly working with turkeys, but there are a lot of chickens here in Iowa, and the chickens are susceptible as well. So we want to make sure that anyone who maybe has a backyard flock of chickens or is in contact with poultry or waterfowl knows what to look for. There aren't a lot of symptoms, but any unusual death of poultry should be reported to the state vet or to your local veterinarian so that we can get a handle on where this disease is at and try to keep it from spreading.
Okay. Thank you very much for this update. We hear the concern in your voice, and our thoughts are with you. We hope that the turkey farmers of Iowa, including you and your husband, keep your flocks healthy. Communications specialist for the Iowa Turkey Foundation, Katie Olthoff, thank you very much.
Thank you.